Stay tuned for Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.
Hey, it's Lupe, Classic Hits 92.7, 95.3, and joining us on the Street Beat is Monica Olivares, Community Coordinator at Sunrise Opportunities Prevention Council. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is the Prevention Council?
The Prevention Council is the primary resource for professionals, families, and community members to obtain information and resources about prevention of child abuse and neglect.
And how and when did it get started?
We are a branch of Sunrise Opportunities, and in 2017, the Prevention Council approached the Maine Children's Trust about becoming the voice in Washington County because our agency realized how important the work of child abuse and prevention is in our community. In July of 2017, Sunrise Opportunities signed an MOU with the Maine Children's Trust, but we really didn't get going until January of 2018. And then in 2020, Sunrise Opportunities secured the contract to expand to Hancock County. So we're now planting the seeds and starting to see our hard work grow in prevention efforts in Hancock County.
And how many councils are there in the state?
Each county has prevention councils. Some councils have multiple counties, so in all there are 13 councils in Maine.
And what is the focus of the prevention councils?
Our focus is to reduce child abuse and neglect through prevention efforts and to lessen the risk factors in a home. Prevention focuses on what we can do for families and community members to strengthen healthy relationships and parenting skills, which in turn reduce the potential for abuse and neglect. We believe the more tools a parent has in their toolbox, the stronger the family becomes. And the word tools refers to offering parent education, concrete supports, which is diapers, wipes, food, formula, community trainings, play groups, and parent support groups.
And what is considered child abuse and neglect?
Abuse or neglect is a threat to a child's health or welfare due to physical, mental, or emotional injury or impairment, sexual abuse or exploitation, lack of essential needs, or lack of protection from these by a parent or caregiver responsible for the child.
What are the risk factors for child abuse and neglect?
Well, unfortunately, our community's biggest risk factors are drug and alcohol abuse by the parent, domestic violence, and mental health needs. However, if you and your family are experiencing any of these risk factors, it does not mean you will abuse your child.
And why is it important to look at risk factors?
Well, risk factors inform us of what the root causes are of child maltreatment. When we better understand these factors, we know the necessary supports families need to be successful, which directly guides our work.
And how has the pandemic impacted child abuse and neglect?
Well, the pandemic has brought many challenges to a child's well-being and safety, among them being the rise in child abuse and neglect. With so many schools and daycares closed, many children did not have an extra set of eyes on them. And additionally, many children and their families were isolated, and we really don't know what goes on behind closed doors.
How many cases of child abuse and neglect were there in Maine last year?
Well, unfortunately, we do not have the data from 2021, but I can tell you that in 2020, there were 4,437 cases statewide, 123 cases in Washington County, and 143 cases in Hancock County.
And what can we do as a community to minimize child abuse and neglect?
Community is so important. When families are thriving and healthy, then the entire community truly does benefit. Getting to know your neighbors, coworkers, parents of your children's friends, and be involved. Support families when they are going through a difficult time. Encourage them to ask for help or provide a way to fill that need. Also, take advantage of the free public trainings we offer to the community to minimize child abuse and neglect.
And what types of programs do you offer to parents, caregivers, community agencies, and the general public?
We offer several programs for parents, caregivers, and the community. Parenting is a tough work, and you are not alone. We offer a variety of programs such as play groups, a support group for parenting and treatment and recovery, concrete supports, like I mentioned earlier, diapers, wipes, formula, cribs, winter clothing, parent education classes, and professional trainings. We offer education classes that focus on the first 5 years of a child's life, the 5 to 12-year-old group, and attachment parenting, just to name a few.
Now, it's my understanding April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. What is the Prevention Council doing in the community for this special month?
Yes, April marks Child Abuse Prevention Month. This year's theme is Growing a Better Tomorrow for All Children Together. living through the pandemic has reinforced the importance of building a better tomorrow for our children. Every day we help positive childhood experiences take root, and we are planting pinwheel gardens throughout Washington and Hancock counties. Pinwheels represent the uplifting symbol of the childhood and the great childhoods that we want for all of our children. Additionally, we are distributing community bags throughout the community with program information, pinwheels, and of course, whoopie pies to raise the awareness of Child Abuse Prevention Month.
Are there any special programs you're highlighting this month?
In recognition of this month, we would like to introduce two professional trainings to the community. One is the Mandated Reporter Training, and the other is the Front Porch Project Training. Both are free and critical building blocks to protecting our children. The Mandated Reporter Training teaches participants to identify indicators of child abuse and neglect and how to make that report. And then the Front Porch Project provides community members with the knowledge, skills, and encouragement they need to take an active role in preventing child abuse and neglect.
Do you have a social media presence?
We sure do. We have a very strong media presence. We have an active Facebook and Instagram page. Every Tuesday, we post a Toddler Tuesday video and a Family Fun Friday video. The videos are fun and engaging and include craft demonstrations or cooking segments with the hopes that parents will do these activities with their children. Parents often find it hard to find healthy and engaging activities to do with their kids. Parents know they need to spend time with their kids, but sometimes just don't know what to do. So we hope that our video segments give parents some great ideas.
And how can someone contact the Prevention Council?
Well, you can go to our website, which is www.sun-rise.org, and click on the tab with the name Prevention Council. You can follow us on Facebook or Instagram, or you can email me directly at moliveris@sun-rise.org. Or call the Prevention Council at 255-8273.
All right. And what should we do if we suspect child abuse and neglect?
If you do suspect child abuse and neglect in your community, please call the hotline at 1-800-452-1999. Remember that you do not need to know all of the information about the situation to make the call. Child Protective Services will then gather the necessary information. Your role is only to report the suspected abuse and neglect.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
And that was Monica Oliveris, Community Coordinator at Sunrise Opportunities Prevention Council. And this is Lupe. You're listening to Classic Hits 92.7, 95.3.
This has been Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.